opinion, that sucked.
We failed to make our coaching points and our points more compelling than their fat little girlfriends.
Oh, my God.
The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jason Bishop, Drayton Hogarth. And we have officially made the time of the year where high school football is getting ready to get kicked off. We actually had some live action this past Friday night where the Frederica Academy Knights traveled up to Hilton Head, South Carolina, played a scrimmage game. We'll talk a little bit about the Knights. We're also going to talk about Maurice Smith, all that mess with the transfer situation. We'll talk some Treon Harris and the Callaway situation with the University of Florida. Some nasty allegations coming their way.
Yeah, not good.
Got a lot to get to.
Definitely, man.
Had some signings. We'll touch on that, too.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to talking about, well, all those things, but looking forward to the Falcons. It's been kind of a quiet offseason for the Falcons, really, but, you know, the big news is, obviously, Frederica getting started up for real this week, and we're going to have Coach Derek on here in a couple of segments, but what's your thoughts on Frederica, Jason? I mean, I'm really looking forward to their season this year.
This segment brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Bruce Kennedy Tire. You get your calls in 912-466-9462, thegame.bishopmedia@gmail.com to get your calls in. All guests supplied a line by the southernsportsedition.com landline. My opinion on Frederica is they're going to be really, really good. Mm-hmm. They are loaded. Now, they did lose an offensive lineman in Jackson Wetzler, who transferred from Frederica over to Glenn just a couple of weeks ago. That's going to hurt. Anytime you lose an offensive lineman, especially a good one, Jackson's only a sophomore, so he's going to be able to contribute over at Glenn for a few more years. Frederica, that's a good loss because he was going to start over at Frederica.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, but they're deep enough, they're good enough on the offensive line to where they're going to miss him, but it's not going to be a devastating thing. I think with the Frederica season, and I'll ask Coach Derek when he comes on with us, about 11-25-ish, I think the thing with them is they are so loaded. You in the GISA, you typically look at Robert Toombs Christian Academy. You look at the Val Woods, mm-hmm. and Frederica looks a lot like those teams.
Yeah. I think you hit the nail on the head with that offensive line and defensive line because they've shown in this offseason, you know, for what you can really glean and take from these 7-on-7 camps, they've got the athletes and they've got the playmakers on the outside that they actually won the Florida State 7-on-7, the Jimbo Fisher 7-on-7, and have shown well in multiple camps this offseason. So it shows that they've got guys like a Jayshon Sheffield, Gavin Williams at quarterback, you know, Jalen Simpson, Chris Myrick, all those kids can make plays, especially when they're playing on the, you know, at the GISA level. There's talent there in that level, but, it's not quite the level of the public schools.
Frederica, from last year, they went from a program that, or the place in the program where not really a lot of people expected them to do too much. They were actually picked dead last in the region. Mm. They ended up going to the playoffs, getting one of those four spots to get in. And then throughout the regular year, they played so well that a lot of people began, okay, well, this team's really, really actually pretty good. So when they got in the playoffs, then they started picking them to kind of make a long run, mm-hmm. and then they got bounced in the first round, which was very disappointing. With that team, in that game that they lost, they started a freshman quarterback all year in Gavin Williams.
Mm-hmm.
And in that game that they lost in the playoffs, Gavin made some mistakes that freshmen make.
Mm-hmm.
And throughout the whole year, he had played above that freshman level. He got in that game, and he made some mistakes. It happens. I think that's the key to their whole season. Mm-hmm. Gavin Williams is only going to be a sophomore, but they got a lot of playmakers, and they're going to have the ability to make plays with people other than their quarterback. So I think what's going to be asked of Gavin is don't turn the ball over, manage the game, and I don't think Coach Brandon Day is going to ask much more than that. So I think if Gavin Williams does that, boy, I tell you what, I would be willing to go as far as saying Frederica is a legitimate state championship contender, and I mean that legitimate state championship contender.
Yeah. You put guys like we just mentioned, I think, you know, spread them out. Like, get them quick shots, quick passes, things like that. Get them out in space as much as you can. And then you've got Jayshon you could use in the backfield or out wide, too. I mean, the kid is that talented enough to be able to do that. And the crazy thing about Frederica, Jason, is you go through their lineup. Look at their players that they depend on. They're almost all sophomores. You know, that's the big strength of their program right now.
Young team.
Very young, and went through the knocks last year of learning how to win and learning how to lose, which you build from that. So they can take that next step this year, like you're saying, make a run at the state championship this year, and maybe make a run for the next two to three years over on St. Simon's. The future is very bright for Frederica right now.
They went up to Hilton Head, South Carolina Prep, played a scrimmage game Friday night, and they didn't keep score. And it's probably it's probably a good thing they didn't keep score, because Frederica looked really, really, really good. I think that would have gotten very ugly if they had kept score. So now we're transitioning past that scrimmage game for Frederica, and they played their first game for real Friday night against Georgia Christian. And I believe that game's here at home in the Bloody Marsh on St. Simon's. So a great home opener, a lot of expectations for Brandon Derrick and his Knights, and I think it's going to be a great atmosphere. I think I'm actually going to skip the Brunswick and Glenn or the Glenn scrimmage Friday night and go catch Frederica open up their season in the Bloody Marsh.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. If people have, you know, some time Friday night, maybe ride over the causeway and go check out Frederica Academy this year and see what they got on the table.
Up next, we got a huge mess over in Tuscaloosa with the name of Maury Smith and the whole SEC transfer thing. Boy, do we have an opinion on this.
For years, Shalvin Hogan has been providing quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses. Shalvin Hogan's expertise ranges from tax preparation and accounting services to more in-depth services such as audits and financial planning. Shalvin Hogan assures that every client receives the close analysis and attention they deserve. So either stop in at 101 Plantation Chase on St. Simon's Island or give them a call at 638-9031.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwood Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glenn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
All the best furniture brands, Bassett, Ashley, Hooker Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's, same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff, same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simon's. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
All Over in Tuscaloosa, graduate transfer Maurice Smith wants to transfer over and play for Georgia, and he is being blocked from doing that by Nick Saban and his staff. They have come out and said he is not going to transfer to Georgia or any other SEC school, and there is a bylaw, there is a rule in the SEC bylaws that state that if a school doesn't want to allow transfers to any other SEC school, the SEC would stand by that. So it is kind of a school-to-school basis for the most part, but that is there in the SEC bylaws. We're not going to make SEC schools allow transfers to other SEC schools if they don't want to. So this is just, this whole transfers thing in the SEC to me is sickening. The kid's not going to transfer to Georgia yet. There was a transfer from Alabama over to Missouri earlier in the year. That's an SEC school, and that happened, but I actually kind of found some stuff out about that, why that happened. We'll get into that in a minute.
You know, Georgia fans are, have kind of seen Coach Richt over the last, you know, few years. He didn't really block anybody from transferring anywhere, be it graduate or, you know, not just decide to leave the program. And the athletic director backed him up on that as well and said that it was a school policy. Well, when Kirby Smart came in, we had the A.J. Terman situation come up where he decided that he wanted to transfer to get more playing time. Kirby wanted, felt like he should, you know, maybe stick around, give them a chance to see what he can do. But when he decided to go ahead and transfer, Kirby put in the same thing, basically no SEC schools and no Miami and, of course, Florida, the Gators, which is in the SEC anyway. But, and, you know, I look back and kind of comparing the two, it's, there are some slight differences because of it being a graduate transfer. You know, to me, Maurice Smith has completed, he's done what he was supposed to do at Alabama.
He graduated from Alabama, graduated yesterday.
Yeah, went, walked across it. How about this? How contentious was this, you think? A picture with Saban and Maurice Smith with him with his diploma. But anyway, yeah, apparently they had, according to his mother, there was a couple of articles out about his mom saying that Saban and Maurice Smith and the family had, quote-unquote, knockdown, drag-out fight in his office. Saban had told Maurice Smith that they have him penciled in as a starter in Tuscaloosa this year, and which Maurice Smith replied that pencils have erasers. So, you know, I think the difference being with the graduate transfer, Maurice Smith has completed his what he went to Alabama to do, and then that's, you know, despite what many people think, that is to get an, earn a diploma, and he's done that in 3 years. The kid, you know, is smart enough to do that. He should be rewarded with the option now as a graduate transfer to go wherever he wants, I think. And that's, and that, and that's not, even if he wanted to go to Florida or where, it's not just me because of a Georgia fan. As a graduate transfer, because we brought in Grayson Lambert, you know, he graduated in 3 years from Virginia. He's come in. They allowed him to come in. That's obviously a different conference, but you know what I'm saying? It, I think the graduate transfer, once you finish your goal, which is to get, earn a diploma, you should be allowed to move on. And the real, the way the graduate transfer process got implemented was because if you went, if you were wanting to go to another course of study that your school didn't offer, you were allowed to go look around, check out other schools, you know, see what if there was another course that you wanted to take. Now it's kind of become, I don't know, just kind of a lack of a better word, bastardized into almost free agency type of situation where you just kind of look around, see what's the best fit football-wise. And for, in most cases, I think, you know, maybe there are some that are actual educational purposes. But, you know, I think this should be opened up for graduate transfers. I do understand undergraduate, non-graduating players.
I don't.
And I know you don't. But, you know, it's, it, I think that's the main difference between the two is you've finished your goal that you've gone to college for, and that's to get your, earn your diploma, not to earn letters on your jacket.
This segment brought to you by Jessup Furniture and Brunswick Mower Supply, 912-466-9462. This is the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. It's this is heinous. This is what's wrong with college football is because it's being driven by money. Mm-hmm. You mentioned a second ago that this kid, Maurice Smith, or any graduate transfer can be viewed as a free agent. Well, that's not true because they're not being paid. They've already, at the graduate assistant situation, they've already gotten their degree. They're going to play for a university that they're not going to school at unless they're going to graduate school, but most of them don't. And so Mari Smith is transferring over to Georgia to play at Georgia for nothing. He's not going to be compensated with an education or any type of monetary compensation at all. He's going over there to play football. He's already got a degree, and he's not enrolling at Georgia for a graduate program. So to me, that's not a free agent, because he's playing for free, and all these other kids are playing for, they are being compensated on the other, on the undergraduate level because they're receiving an education, and I do agree with that. But in no way, shape, or form should a college football coach dictate to a kid where he can and cannot get his education. It's a free country, and that is constitutionally wrong. It goes against every foundation and element that our country was founded on, to have a college coach say, you can't go here because maybe down the road you might come back and beat me, and I'm making $6 million as a head football coach, and I don't want that to happen because it goes against me failing or passing or doing a good job at what I do. So, no, you can't go to Georgia. No, you can't go to Miami. That's wrong. In no way, shape, or form should you be able to tell a kid, you can't go to school here. If the situation doesn't work out, or if you want to go somewhere else to, you change your major and you want to transfer to a better school for your major, and you're being told no, you can't because you play football at a school, which is a cash cow across the board, that is wrong. And if A.J. Terman had played baseball, not an issue. If Mari Smith was a gymnast, not an issue. But because they're football players, and that is such a ridiculous moneymaker, it's an issue, and these coaches don't want these kids transferring around to come back and beat them. But at the end of the day, you're robbing them of a free choice of where they want to get an education. And to its core, whether the SEC agrees with it or not, to its core, that is wrong.
Toucan's Ale House, Brunswick's home for great food, cold beer, and a whole lot of fun, is better than ever. And owner Doug Harris is proud to announce a new menu filled with all your favorites and a few new surprises. Plus, right now, Toucan's is all about shrimp, and not just any shrimp. Plump, sweet, wild Georgia white shrimp. Come on in for a po' boy shrimp and grits, peel and eat, and more. Toucan's does shrimp right. And coming soon, look for an even bigger, better Toucan's.
Hi, I'm Doug Harris. Come see us at Toucan's. The fun starts here.
Heron Document Systems is your go-to source for all of your copier and printer needs. Let me tell you a true story. A local business called Heron Document Systems to see what they could do for them, and Heron Document Systems ended up saving that company over $6,400 over the contract term. Authorized dealer for Canon, Sharp, and Samsung. 33 years locally owned and operated. Call 912-267-7802 or visit HeronDS.com.
Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top.
The best print shop in Glenn County? Watermarks Printing. Watermarks Printing is your all-in-one print shop. Digital printing, hats, t-shirts, koozies, and now offering app and website design. Let Watermarks Printing help you brand your business with professional social media marketing. So stop in at 295A Redfern Village, next to Two Friends, 912-638-1445, or at watermarksprinting.com.
Game, Bishop Media Sports Network, Jason Bishop, Drayton Hogarth, and joining us now via the Southern Sports Edition landline, southernsportsedition.com landline, is the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, Coach Brandon Derrick. Coach, thanks for taking the time.
Hey, thank you for giving us a call.
Sure. All right, Coach, well, let's just take a look back really fast. You guys ventured up I-95 all the way up to Hilton Head, taking on Hilton Head Prep. What did you take away from Friday night scrimmage?
We just kind of worked our younger kids as much as possible. The varsity guys got about 20 plays offense and 20 on defense. And, you know, we're just trying to fine-tune some things and make sure that we've got everything where we want it to be right now. And the kids did a really good job of execution defensively. I think we scored 3 times with defense, picking off 2 passes and running it back. And then a fumble, they picked up a fumble and ran it back too. And then the offense scored 3 or 4 times. So, you know, it was pretty effective for that. But our biggest goal was to get those younger guys out there and play and get some game experience for some of the new guys that hadn't had a whole lot of experience. So when we run them out there on Friday night, it's not their first time.
Right. You mentioned Friday night. Opponent will be Georgia Christian. What can you tell us about Georgia Christian heading into this season?
Well, they're going to be running the spread. They're going to run a 4-4 base defense, you know, and we've seen a few 4-4s going from last year and some this year already with some teams. So we're kind of accustomed to it. And, you know, I know they've got pretty good players. They've got apparently a kid runs 4-4 somewhere. I don't know if he's going to get tailback or whatnot, or wide receiver. And then they've got an all-state linebacker that we're going to have to keep an eye on and get to him at the second level on offense and keep him limited in what he can do. But other than that, you know, it's kind of a first game thing. You know, you're going to try to go in and eliminate your mistakes. Don't beat yourself. Don't turn the ball over. Tackling the open field, do things like that. And I think if we do that, we'll be okay.
This segment brought to you by I-95 Toyota and Catch 228. Joining us on the SouthernSportsEdition.com landline here on the game is the head coach of the Frederick Academy Knights, Coach Brandon Derrick. Coach, I said previously earlier in the show how good your football team was and that I felt like that you guys were a legitimate state contender. I was talking about Gavin Williams at quarterback, where last year he showed some flashes of brilliance and then he also showed some growing pains as a freshman. What type of role do you see him being in or having in the offense? Is he going to be in the role where he's kind of managing games and just not asked to turn the ball over, or do you see him just flinging the ball all over the place?
Both. With our kids right now, you know, we have a very strong skill set. Gavin has become much more experienced back there. He's a lot more comfortable in the pocket. So it's going. We've kind of quit the sprint out. We're going to sprint out every now and then, but right now we're going to attack vertically because we can. And then we're going to utilize when they back off of us, we're going to throw underneath. We got a lot of hot reads. We've already got a lot of checks put in. He's done a real good job with that. Put in quite a few RPOs, the run pass option plays that we can do. So it should be interesting. We changed up a few things because we're a year older. So for him, he's going to be the commander-in-chief on the offense, and we're going to take chances with him.
Mm-hmm. Coach, how is the success that you guys had in the offseason, the 7-on-7s and the camp process, things like that? How much has that really boosted your guys' confidence to know that they can play with anybody around?
You know, our skill guys, we knew we were going to be talented in our skill set guys. We've just got numerous guys. Our biggest concern, you know, and we are who we thought we were, we're going to be our offense and defensive line that makes the wheels on the bus go round and round. And right now, we've been just playing musical chairs with the O-line and D-line, and they've done a really good job. We're trying to teach the offensive linemen multiple positions, and the defensive line's got no multiple positions to try to get people on and off the field to get them some breaks and not have a drop in productivity while they're out there. And so far, we've been pretty happy for the last 2 weeks with the O-line and D-line, the way they've responded to it and have adapted and have actually studied the game and are learning multiple positions.
Coach, I know you're going into week one. You haven't even really officially suited up, so I'm jumping way out ahead of you. You know how good your football team is. I know how good your football team is. What do you say to someone who comes up to you and says, "Coach, good Lord, you guys are loaded. Y'all are going to win a state title"?
I laugh because we're still playing a bunch of sophomores. We'll be starting 8 sophomores. You know, expectations are high. They're high in our locker room with our kids, with our coaches. But, you know, they're just expectations. We have to go out and produce. We have to go out and play to our potential, not just talk about our potential. So when people talk about winning a state championship, it's still up in the air. We're going to take it one game at a time. We're going to focus on not beating ourselves, eliminate penalties, eliminate turnovers, make tackles in the open field on defense, get people off the field and make plays. And when that happens, you know, good things will happen. But we're going to go one game at a time. And our focus right now is winning game one. And if we're standing at game 14, then we've done a really good job and the kids have been focused. So, you know, when people ask me that, I do laugh. But at the same time, there's a lot of obstacles. You got to avoid injuries, especially at a school our size when you only have 32 kids. It's the depth and the rotation and keeping people healthy throughout the whole season. So there's a lot of obstacles that go into that. People don't understand that. They look at that preseason, they look at the talent, and then other things happen. So our goal is, you know, keep people healthy and play one game at a time and control what we can control and let the chips fall where they may.
Coach, being a younger coach in your own right, what would be your advice to anybody, say another young coach that might want to be maybe starting to take over his own program? What would be time management or what is it exactly that would be your top concern that you had that you've kind of learned from?
Well, you know, I've learned under some pretty good coaches, and then I've been around some that, you know, that I didn't agree with at times. Keep a notebook. I've kept a notebook for years. I write down things that I would do and I wouldn't do. How I would talk to people, how I wouldn't talk to people. But you have to set your program. You have to set a standard at the beginning. The one thing that we did here at Frederica was weight room was the number one priority. We're going to be in the weight room. If you can't lift weights, you can't play football at Frederica Academy. And that was that's our foundation. Then you implement other phases, and that's what we've done as we've been here. You know, it's the transition period. We're still in that transition, and this is going to be year four, but I think we're going to see a whole lot more because we've been in that weight room now for 2 years. We've had a two-year cycle in that weight room. And so our biggest priority is we're going to get bigger, faster, and stronger. And then we focus on other areas. But, you know, our big focus right now is playing like a team. You know, we've got a lot of great players, but we got to play as a unit, not as individuals. So we've got a lot of different areas you got to focus on, and every year you got to go and evaluate what's going to be your focal point every single year. Everything changes with high school. It's not like college. We can't go out and recruit kids to fill in roles and spots and make that happen. So we got to take the kid that we got and make our personnel adjustments with it and do those things. As a head coach, I would always tell somebody young, be flexible. Don't be being on running the spread offense if you've got a bunch of slow guys. You know, go in and see what you got. If you got some power backs, then get in something that's going to make you successful, because the kids will, if they're successful, it breeds more success. So, you know, you got to be flexible as a head coach. Don't be stubborn and, you know, figure out what your personnel is.
Coach, thanks for taking the time. Once again, the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, Coach Brandon Derrick, coming on via the SouthernSportsEdition.com landline. Coach, thanks for taking the time.
Oh, thank you.
Have a good day.
The premier oyster bar on St. Simon's, Catch 228, located in coastal Red Fern Village. Come sit on the patio, take in the ocean air, flip-flops welcome, fresh crab, wild Georgia shrimp, steamed oysters, and any specialty drink you can think of. You catch it, you clean it, we cook it. Catch 228. Check out their brand new website, catch228.com, and check out Catch 228 on Facebook.
Old mower getting the best of you? Head over to Brunswick Mower Supply at 6203 Altama Avenue and let them put you in a brand new X-Mark. X-Mark is chosen 2-to-1 by professionals with unmatched durability and comfort. Every model on sale now. Tons of instant rebates, 0% financing for 48 months, and no money down. Go see the hometown folks at Brunswick Mower Supply, 265-2388.
For years, Shalvin Hogan has been providing quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses. Shalvin Hogan's expertise ranges from tax preparation and accounting services to more in-depth services such as audits and financial planning. Shalvin Hogan assures that every client receives the close analysis and attention they deserve. So either stop in at 101 Plantation Chase on St. Simon's Island or give them a call at 638-9031.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwood Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glenn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
All the best furniture brands, Bassett, Ashley, Hooker Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's, same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff, same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Atlanta Falcons signed Dwight Freeney to a one-year contract worth about $2 million, and Treon Harris and receiver, former quarterback for the Florida Gators, and receiver Antonio Callaway have had allegations of, I guess it's sexual abuse toward a student. Sexual battery is the official term. We'll get into both of those things in a minute, but we got some emails asking us to come back to the Georgia transfer thing, so with Maurice Smith, so we're going to do that. And one thing that we didn't get around to in the last segment was talking about Chris Black, who was a former receiver for Alabama who transferred over to Missouri, which, of course, is an SEC school, and that breaks everything that we've been talking about non-transfers within the SEC, allegedly. This is the story behind that. Chris Black put in for a transfer the week of the LSU game last year. Mm-hmm. And because it was such a busy week, that his transfer request fell between the cracks and no one saw it. And so once a transfer request has been submitted, that school has 7 days to handle it accordingly. And if they don't handle it, therefore if they don't block the transfer, that's essentially what that means, within 7 days, the kid's free to leave.
Yeah, that's it.
And so Chris Black put in the transfer request before the LSU game, the week of, and Nick Saban, of all people, overlooked it.
Yeah.
And never saw the request. Yeah. And so he transferred to Missouri. That's the story behind that.
Yeah, I feel like that meme, you know, where the kid's looking up at the lady and saying, so you're telling me, that Nick Saban, Mr. Detail-Oriented, controller of everything crimson and white, crimson whatever, let a transfer request just expire without even taking a look at it? Come on, man. There's no way. That just tells me he didn't think too highly of Chris Black as a wide receiver. I mean, honestly, there's no way Nick Saban just overlooked something. Nick Saban doesn't overlook things.
This segment brought to you by Shell and Hogan and MMB Liquors. This is the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Your calls, 912-466-9462. 912-466-9462. Somebody told me the other day I needed to give the number slower.
Slow.
All right.
Write it down.
Yeah.
Right on your hand.
There you go. Thegame.bishopmedia@gmail.com. So, to Drayton's point, he's 100% right. The reason that Black was allowed to transfer is because Nick Saban thought he sucked.
Yeah.
And he wasn't concerned about him transferring to Missouri because Missouri's not even on Alabama's schedule for the next couple years. So he knew he wasn't going to have to worry about playing him. But bottom line is Nick Saban knew that Chris Black was going to be buried on the depth chart, was never going to see the light of the day on the field, and he let him transfer, i.e. kind of A.J. Terman with Georgia. He was never going to see the field with Kirby Smart because they're pretty well loaded at running back. He might have this year,
but yeah,
possibly, but not very much. And anyway, so Chris Black, the reason he transferred to Missouri or was allowed to is because Nick Saban didn't respect him athletically. Had nothing to do with the policy.
And I think that's what kind of upsets people on both sides. I've even seen, you know, AL.com articles about Alabama should just take the high road and allow Mari Smith to transfer, which is the Alabama newspaper website that cover, you know, they're heavy Alabama and Auburn people. But this is the unfortunate thing for Mari Smith. He's basically just caught in a contest between Saban and Smart. Saban saying, you're not going to take my players. I'm not going to let it happen.
And the problem is he can't stay at Alabama now.
Yeah.
Because of what has gone on with him transferring and him making the decision and making it public that he wants to transfer, there have been reports that some of the Alabama players have literally cleaned out his locker and burnt his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So he can't stay there.
Right. And not only that, it's not only players. Mari Smith and his mother, again, said that he had messages from the athletic department, the strength and conditioning. We can't let you come work out with us anymore because you're not going to be a part of the program. What? He's still under, technically, a scholarship athlete at the University of Alabama that should have all access to working out, to nutrition, to everything that he has had before he decided to make that move. Until Saturday, he should have had access to everything, and he has not.
Mari Smith, your meal plan is suspended.
Exactly.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mowry Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Toucan's Ale House, Brunswick's home for great food, cold beer, and a whole lot of fun, is better than ever. And owner Doug Harris is proud to announce a new menu filled with all your favorites and a few new surprises. Plus, right now, Toucan's is all about shrimp, and not just any shrimp. Plump, sweet, wild Georgia white shrimp. Come on in for a po' boy, shrimp and grits, peel and eat, and more. Toucan's does shrimp right. And coming soon, look for an even bigger, better Toucan's.
Hi, I'm Doug Harris. Come see us at Toucan's. The fun starts here.
Heron Document Systems is your go-to source for all of your copier and printer needs. Let me tell you a true story. A local business called Heron Document Systems to see what they could do for them, and Heron Document Systems ended up saving that company over $6,400 over the contract term. Authorized dealer for Canon, Sharp, and Samsung. 33 years locally owned and operated. Call 912-267-7802 or visit herondcs.com.
Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top.
The best print shop in Glenn County? Watermark's Printing.
Watermarks Printing is your all-in-one print shop. Digital printing, hats, t-shirts, koozies, and now offering app and website design. Let Watermarks Printing help you brand your business with professional social media marketing. So stop in at 295A Redfern Village next to Two Friends, 912-638-1445 or at watermarksprinting.com.
The game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jason Bishop, that's me. Drayton Hogarth,
that's me.
That's him. Can't see him, but I promise he's there. And this segment is brought to you by Watermarks Printing. So I thought I'd lost my pen, and I was scrambling around here by the board to find a pen to write with so I can keep up where I'm at. And the only thing I could find was this pink pen. And I've literally been writing with a pink pen this whole show. And then between breaks, I went to sit down, and I felt something stick me in my leg, and my pen is in my pocket. It's been in my pocket the whole time. And if you know me, that's typical.
At least you found it before you put it in the washer, then.
Oh, Renee would have been so mad. I get fussed at all the time for having pens make their way to the washing machine.
It's not a good look.
No, it's not, especially when she gets mad about it. All right, so Dwight Freeney has signed with the Atlanta Falcons, which is an awesome deal, 1 year. For $2 million, I think they're in some incentives. We'll come back to the Dwight Freeney thing. We just kind of wanted to keep it out there. There's some stuff going down in Gainesville, Florida. Treon Harris has been kicked off the team. He transferred, allegedly, I guess. He has decided to leave the program.
And they let him transfer.
Yeah, and they said, sure, that's okay. And since he has left the program, there have been some allegations come back his way for sexual battery, along with wide receiver Antonio Callaway, who is already suspended previously for something else.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really bad news for Treon Harris, because he had not committed to go play anywhere, and there were some schools that were taking a look at him, and now he's probably never going to take another snap in a Power 5 conference. I can't imagine.
I wouldn't think so. He may get some look. I think he was getting a look from Kansas, maybe, which, if you want to consider them a Power 5,
They're
football school, and they're technically
Big 12.
They are in, but they're ready for basketball season. But I think the biggest thing to take from this, and even if these kids were completely innocent of all charges, the fact that the University of Florida brought in a Florida Gator booster to adjudicate this case, it gives the there's no way to get around there being any appearance of impropriety in this situation. It just baffles me how they thought that would fly. And I'm not even accusing them of trying to, you know, manipulate the situation, but it just baffles me how they could bring somebody in that gave more than, what, $8,000, I think it was, to the program. Can you explain it? Can you help me out here?
No, I can explain it. That's not the answer that you're looking for.
I mean,
I can easily explain that.
What? How did they think that was going to fly?
Well, obviously, they wanted this guy to conduct his own separate investigation where Treon Harris and Antonio Callaway would be exonerated of everything they've done. Here's the problem. Antonio Callaway already has a record of not making the best of decisions. Mm-hmm. Well, Treon Harris does, too. This is a boy cried wolf deal here, because remember now, back in 2014, Treon Harris was accused of forcing himself on a female student while he was still at Florida and the starting quarterback at Florida. So this is not the first time that there have been allegations toward Treon Harris of sexual aggressiveness at the University of Florida. This is now twice in 2.5 years that something has been flung his way. Mm-hmm. So, you know, where there's a saying, where there's smoke, there's fire. The fire may not always be as big as you think, but rest assured, that smoke's coming from somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, even if those kids were found, were innocent, it still just doesn't look right. It doesn't smell right. It doesn't pass the appearances test of, you know, how could you bring somebody in that has ties to the program? It just baffles me how they, and in today's day and age of news reporting and information being available online, you don't think anybody's going to figure this out or see the connect the dots between the two? I mean, it's just baffling to me.
This incident allegedly happened in December of 2015, and the girl that was assaulted did not file a police report or take it to the police, and she has just recently come out publicly and said that this happened. But as of right now, there are no criminal charges against Treon Harris or Antonio Callaway because she hasn't filed anything.
Right. It's all through the school right now, right?
It basically through a school misconduct committee is where she has officially gone with this, but there are no criminal charges against Callaway or Harris.
Do you think, obviously, being in the same state, she probably saw all the everything that went down in the Jameis Winston situation where that girl was, you know, publicly identified basically by people, Florida State fans, and her name being dragged through the mud and Jameis Winston. Obviously, nothing ever actually happened there either. You know, she went through all that, and Jameis Winston gets drafted number one in the NFL, signs a huge contract, and she gets what? What'd she end up getting? A couple hundred thousand dollars and out of it, and her attorneys took like half of that, if, at least. I mean, maybe this girl just felt like it wasn't going to be worth it in the long run to go through that whole nightmare situation publicly and go through it. And then we're already seeing remnants of it now with a judge officiating over it that's an actual Florida booster.
The interesting thing about this is back in the 2014 situation with Treon Harris, Florida suspended him when this young lady actually did file criminal charges against Treon Harris. And he was suspended from the team, and then those charges mysteriously got dropped. And right after the charges got dropped, Treon Harris was reinstated as the Florida quarterback. And, of course, he's been there until just recently. And, well, somewhat. At least he's been in the program.
On the field, yeah.
Not been an impact player on the field,
except in Jacksonville. But Jason, this is happening all over the country. We've of course seen all these situations, and I say all of them, but there's some major situations. Obviously, with Baylor, the Jameis Winston case, Tennessee had a lot of allegations going on. Those have gotten dropped. I mean, is it? What can we do to? And it, I guess it is just a relative few. I mean, the vast majority, nobody ever reports.
No, it's a lot. It's a lot. And you ask the question, what can we do? Well, the answer to that question is stop consuming college football.
Yeah.
Which isn't going to happen.
Yeah. So. Or maybe glorifying these kids from eighth grade on up, you know, it gives them that sense of, you know, overpowering, you know, where they can just there's nothing that they can do no wrong, kind of gives them that kind of mindset.
I don't know if I necessarily agree with it to that extent, because, you know, we've had the opportunity doing what we do is we deal with a lot of the local kids, and none of those kids are entitled whatsoever.
Right.
They're all good kids. It doesn't happen until you get to the college level where your name is all over the place and you're playing on national television week in, week out. That's when the ego starts to happen, and then these coaches, you know, they're making $3, $4, $5, $6 million in some cases, and it's a revenue cash cow. The revenue doesn't stop, and because there is money there, incidents like this will continue to happen as long as us as consumers continue to watch these games and pump money, which allows advertisers to pump money in the sport. We're essentially doing that, and the money mountain just continues to climb, So, I mean, that's where we are. So if you wanted to change, stop watching college football.
The premier oyster bar on St. Simon's, Catch 228, located in coastal Redfern Village. Come sit on the patio, take in the ocean air, flip-flops welcome, fresh crab, wild Georgia shrimp, steamed oysters, and any specialty drink you can think of. You catch it, you clean it, we cook it. Catch 228. Check out their brand new website, catch228.com, and check out Catch 228 on Facebook.
Old mower getting the best of you? Head over to Brunswick Mower Supply at 6203 Altama Avenue and let them put you in a brand new X-Mark. X-Mark is chosen 2-to-1 by professionals with unmatched durability and comfort. Every model on sale now. Tons of instant rebates, 0% financing for 48 months, and no money down. Go see the hometown folks at Brunswick Mower Supply, 265-2388.
For years, Shalvin Hogan has been providing quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses. Shalvin Hogan's expertise ranges from tax preparation and accounting services to more in-depth services such as audits and financial planning. Shalvin Hogan assures that every client receives the close analysis and attention they deserve. So either stop in at 101 Plantation Chase on St. Simons Island or give them a call at 638-9031.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
The game on the Bishop Media Sports Network, Jason Bishop, Drayton Hogarth. And, well, I guess we didn't even realize it, but we're right here at the end of the show. And so, hey, Dwight Freeney
signs with Time Warp, man.
Yeah, man. Dwight Freeney signs with the Atlanta Falcons, 1 year, $2 million. That's a great deal for Atlanta. Freeney, 8 sacks last year in 11 games, and then they also signed wide receiver Lance Moore.
Mm-hmm. I really like both signings. Freeney, the Falcons are in dire need of pass rushing. He can come in, provide you some situational pass rushing. I don't know that he's an everyday player anymore, but the production's still there. You know, would you say 11 games, 8 sacks?
8 sacks in 11 games with the Cardinals.
So, and it's going to depend on that other side, keep him open. And I do like, even though he's a little long of the tooth now, but Lance Moore I like in that slot receiver. I think they'll keep, obviously, Justin Hardy as the third receiver. And I think they'll keep Eric Weems around because of his special teams abilities. But I think Lance Moore's got a spot on this roster.
How bad was that we do this pretty much week in, week out, and we call ourselves professionals? We had no idea what segment we were in. We just happened to look up at the clock, and our producers didn't even let us know. Like, where are they at?
What's the matter with them, man?
Gosh, like, we're supposed to be better than that. We're supposed to know, all right, we're in this segment, and we were getting prepared to do the Dwight Freeney segment and the Atlanta Falcons signings for 7 minutes, a full segment, yeah. And then the clock says 2 minutes. Like, whoa, what?
I think we got kind of wrapped up in the college stuff, which doesn't surprise me. You know, I mean, that's kind of a little bit more of our passion than NFL anyway.
I like high school football better than any other than the NFL or college, better than any other brand.
Right.
I'm a big high school. I feel like the game's more pure because you don't have everything else that's going on.
Yeah, what we just talked about last segment.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glenn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
All the best furniture brands, Bassett, Ashley, Hooker Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's, same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff, same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Toucan's Ale House, Brunswick's home for great food, cold beer, and a whole lot of fun, is better than ever. And owner Doug Harris is proud to announce a new menu filled with all your favorites and a few new surprises. Plus, right now, Toucan's is all about shrimp, and not just any shrimp. Plump, sweet, wild Georgia white shrimp. Come on in for a po' boy shrimp and grits, peel and eat, and more. Toucan's does shrimp right. And coming soon, look for an even bigger, better Toucan's.
Hi, I'm Doug Harris. Come see us at Toucan's. The fun starts here.
Heron Document System is your go-to source for all of your copier and printer needs. Let me tell you a true story.
Fox News Radio, I'm Jane Metzler. I'm